a great square serviced the area, a grandstand to the grim and macabre spectacles that had once been held here. In cycles gone, it had been an execution ground, a warning to all of what might befall lawbreakers. The tower was not the tallest in the city. Those were reserved for the ruling elite in the central old district, but it was the most imposing. It was adjoined by a red sandstone wall some four stories high. At some distant and sinister point in its history, the city lord had ordered more than 1,000 metal spikes inserted directly into the wall. Ironically, it was the smiths who had been employed to fashion them. 3-foot metal rods, each honed to a brilliant point and bent at a right angle. These had come to be known as the Rose Thorns. Braga understood their purpose well enough. Once a person had seen the thorns in use, they were not eager to see such a thing again.